Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
FM 104's Select Irish with Louise Tighe.
Select Irish on F104, and Eilish McCarthy joins me to tell me more about the Irish Comedy Guide. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Very good. So this is new. It only launched on the 3rd of May, but tell me where the idea came from.
Yes, so in comedy, we've never had a website that has captured all the clubs and the gigs around Ireland. It's in various different sources, but there is like an ecosystem called the British Comedy Guide, Chortled the Comedy Crowd over in the UK. And we just wanted to replicate that here in Ireland, just to capture all the resources, opportunities and all the gigs, letting people know the venues that have comedy on 7 nights a week or where in the country you can go and see live comedy.
And that's the thing. There is comedy all the time, everywhere you look. And I am surprised that we never had anything like this before. Like, it is kind of like, we're only just getting it. And like, we have so much, like the comedy scene, I feel, and I'm not even in it, feels huge to me.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, it was some work now getting it all together.
I can
absolutely
imagine.
Like, yeah, and we've had the support of all the promoters going, yes, we want to back this. We've even had like commercial venues that are like, yes, this is amazing. This is exactly what the scene needs. But so what we're doing is we're kind of directing audiences to be like, okay, what is on whatever night of the week? The amount of friends that tell me, like, what's on tonight? And I know in my head, mm-hmm. but like, now there's a place that we can show people can support live comedy, especially since like we're all back out again, no restrictions. I think we could all do it with a big laugh.
Absolutely. So is the comedy scene very tight-knit? Like, would everybody kind of know each other?
Everybody would kind of know each other, and since the pandemic, since everybody, I guess, you know, took a career break at the same time in 2020, since coming out and restrictions have been lifted, there is a lovely community on the Irish circuit, in that if somebody is like looking to go for a festival, they would recommend a name of another comic as well, and they'd be like, oh yeah, I'm booking this, but have you met this person? So there's a lot of solidarity. Everybody knows each other, and in terms of like gigs, because you'd be gigging with them. I've been doing comedy the last 4 years, and you would meet people regularly and you chat. It's a lovely social circus as well, and it's incredibly supportive. I think everybody, yeah, wants the circuit to grow.
Yeah, and on the website as well, it does give a list of opportunities as well for comedians, doesn't it?
It does, yes. So that's an ongoing thing, a bit of work, just to show what resources are available for people who want to start doing comedy, mm-hmm. Like open mic nights or what is it? There's also like some private grants available and resources on how, like a writing desk. But then there's also, I guess, awareness of what clubs are playing where, so that you can reach out to a promoter, or maybe you can attend gigs before you reach out to the promoter, get a kind of vibe of the place or the comedy club. And yeah, it's a great resource.
Is it difficult to get started in comedy?
Gosh, like, I will say I've been very, very lucky and fortunate. So in my first year when I did comedy, I was doing the Vodafone Comedy Festival, now the Paddy Power in the Ivy Gardens. Mm-hmm. I was also in Vancouver. I was also doing emceeing an Electric Picnic. So that's a very, that was the exception rather than the rule. But in terms of getting started, there is a lot of people who want, you know, who want newcomers to do well, like new act competitions, like the Bray Comedy Festival, the Cherry Comedy Festival, mm-hmm. and then you get opportunities to be in like All Together Now stages or even like Electric Picnic. So I think that I found that there's always been that support for new comics as well as existing comics, and everybody's trying to help each other and like writing sessions. It's a lovely community.
Is there an opportunity for funding in comedy?
Well, I did a little bit of research into this at the beginning of the year, and the narrative initially was that comedy is not funded at all. And I was like, well, how true is this? Because I guess on the scene, everybody kind of felt that comedy wasn't funded and that was the end of it. Mm-hmm. But I did a bit of research and I looked into it, and the Nighttime Economy Task Force was something that happened post the pandemic, trying to get funds into the nightlife economy and support people staying out like a little bit later. And they also have like European standards of cultural strategies. Mm-hmm. So what they do is they have grants that program nightlife events and gigs, like music. Comedy is another one that they, comedy events is another thing that they support as well. And then there is Theatre Forum, which has like Make and the Next Stage, so that funds writing for comedy. Mind and Creative Minds is like a government initiative that has supports for people in the arts, and they have like comedy mentorships. They've been hugely supportive of like comedy having more of a presence. And then I also approached the Arts Council, and currently they don't fund comedy, but what's happening is they have a new department called the Multidisciplinary Department, and with that comes change. They are looking into their policies. They're going to take us into consideration and see if comedy would be something that they want to fund in the future. We're working together with them on that. We're doing consultancy advisory. We're meeting with them. So I'm hoping, or I'm being told, like towards the end of the year, that they might look towards funding comedy based on, I guess, the case that we can make for us.
Yeah, and it would be brilliant because obviously, you know, the more that goes into it, the more that can be brought out of it as well. And we've so many talented comedians in the country that it would be a shame not to give them every opportunity.
Absolutely. And there's so many like economic benefits to it because people can tour around Ireland to do a new show, you know, and then there with that comes ticket sales, and then they're supporting theatres around the country or venues around the country. And then culturally, like, we are a very funny, you know, country in that we have like a huge presence abroad, which is great. You know, we have like amazing people to look up to, like the Tommy Tiernans, the Jason Burns and the Deirdre O'Kanes. And it's so sad to see, you know, talent going over to the UK because they have a much stronger funding structure for comedy. I really hope that, you know, when funding becomes available for comedy through the Arts Council, that we can kind of foster more like development in writing and performing and kind of closing those gaps at the moment. So that's why I'm trying to advocate for comedy, is just closing those gaps so that people can have more shows here, more audiences are like drawn to comedy events. And yeah, especially after the last couple of years, we could all do it with a laugh. We could all,
absolutely,
you know, like, I'm totally in favour of all that.
Absolutely, me too. And also I noticed with the website as well that it's going to show the areas that are losing out on these laughs as well. So then maybe more comedy can go into areas that maybe haven't been used before, or venues that haven't been used before. And I think, as you said, the nighttime economy, they're working on that as well. And I think it is important that we use more venues and, you know, embrace it more for different things.
Absolutely. And it was great to kind of capture that, like how big or how small the comedy circuit is in Ireland, because, like, for example, there's no comedy clubs in Kerry. And somebody might go, gosh, I'd love to put a night on. And like, especially audiences in Kerry would love comedy clubs as well, potentially.
Yeah.
And, you know, they won't have to travel to Cork or to Limerick to go to a comedy club. They're like, no, comedy's available here in Kerry. We just go down the road. So, yeah, it's really beneficial just to see that. Like, the website, the Irish Comedy Guide, it's hugely beneficial to promoters, but to the audiences as well. Mm-hmm. And then I'm hoping it has like a great economic impact as well.
Absolutely. It's such a brilliant idea. So it is the irishcomedyguide.ie for all the information and everything you can want about comedy.
That's right. Yes.
Ailish McCarthy, thank you so much for chatting to us.
Thank you for having me.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.